Good evening, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight's program is entitled Composers of the Classic Era. We'll be listening to a string quartet of Siermann, a symphony of Ferenc, and piano etudes of Szymanowska. Now, I'm using the term classic era in the sense we most often think of it in reference to music, that is, the time from about 1770 to 1830, when the Viennese classics of Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, and to some extent Schubert were written. The music we will hear tonight was written in Venice, Paris, and Warsaw during the same time period, and our female equivalent to Schubert, that is, the composer who led us out of the classics and into Romanticism, is Maria Szymanowska. Let us begin with Maddalena Laura Lombardini Siermann's String Quartet No. 2, which was published in Paris in 1769, the same year Joseph Haydn's String Quartets Opus 9 were also published there. Maddalena Lombardini, born in 1745, was a virtuoso violinist and the only known woman composer trained in the Venetian conservatories. Her parents were impoverished aristocrats who had had her admitted to the Ospedale di Mendicanti at the age of 7. She remained there for 14 years. In the 17th and 18th centuries, music conservatories flourished in Venice with the four state-supported ospedali, or hospitals or orphanages, intended to teach destitute Venetian girls a trade, and over time their music schools achieved such excellence as to attract paying pupils from all over Europe. Vivaldi, Pergolesi were maestri de cappella at the conservatories, and their work in composition surely benefited from having the school's choirs and orchestras at their disposal. With orchestras made up of women musicians from the four Venetian conservatories, gala concerts were given for state occasions in honor of distinguished visitors. Maddalena was such a talented young violinist that she became a pupil of Giuseppe Tartini, one of the most famous violin virtuosos and teachers in Italy. She married the violinist Lodovico Siermann in 1767. Her marriage allowed her to escape from the nunnery atmosphere of the ospedale and enabled her to go on to enjoy an international career. Between the tours she took together with her husband, their daughter, Alessandra, was born in 1769. On her separation from her husband, the celebrated violin virtuoso surprisingly changed her field of musical activity and became an opera singer. This decision offered her the only opportunity for a permanent post and a guaranteed income. Permanent posts for women in orchestras were not the rule. But as a singer, Maddalena Lombardini Siermann was the prima donna at various renowned European opera houses. She died in 1818 and left a considerable estate at her death. Maddalena Lombardini composed secular instrumental works, which were printed by well-known European publishing companies and enjoyed an international distribution. She published 6 violin duets, 6 trios, 6 string quartets, and 6 violin concertos, as well as a virtuoso solo sonata. The Quartet No. 2 was written at a time when the genre was still young. You can hear episodic writing more typical of the Baroque era in this quartet, but it also has the intimate chamber music tone we associate with the classical quartets. And now, let's listen to the Erato Quartet of Switzerland play Lombardini Siermann's Quartet No. 2. It's in 2 movements.